Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
Hey, good to have you back with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. We've been running up and down the highway, spent some time in Arkansas, not as much as we wanted to. Storms blew us out of the last part of our trip, but boy, did we have a great time at Wally Marshall's Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas last week. Good to be back in the camp house. Good to have you here with us. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by an incredible product called Calming Care. A lot of people are having tremendous success with their dogs with Calming Care. This is a probiotic for your dog that very gently, naturally, over time, works to calm the overbarker, the overjumper, the overactive dog. And your vet can tell you all about Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. What happened last weekend in Hot Springs, Arkansas, the Crappie Expo, was historic. The first ever celebration of crappie. It was bigger than anyone expected it to be. It was a game changer in the fishing industry. So we're going to spend a little time talking about that, recapping it today. One of the guys that attended the Crappie Expo is a real familiar face on outdoor TV, Alan Treadwell. Alan and I sat down for a visit, and you're going to hear that today, too. Chilly today, so grab yourself a hot cup of coffee and settle in that chair over there. We saved it just for you. Thursday morning, I grabbed my coffee and went to open my email like I do every day, and boy, was it an eye-opener. I'd heard a rumor a couple of weeks ago that this might happen, and Thursday morning it was confirmed. Press releases from Major League Fishing and the FLW Tour saying that Major League Fishing has acquired FLW. Fishing League Worldwide, FLW, is the world's largest tournament fishing organization, and they now, or after the closing on October 31st, will be the property of Major League Fishing. Boyd Duckett, one of the co-founders of MLF, says that their business plan has always included reaching all levels of grassroots fishing. And he says that FLW does that the best with their tour and grassroots tournaments. I shot a text over to my buddy Gary Klein a little earlier, and I hope to hear back from him before the show's over today to talk to us a little bit about this and how that MLF format might be integrated into FLW fishing and at what levels. There was another rumor going around about a month ago that Major League Fishing was in financial straits. Might not last too long. I think this throws water on that little gossipy fire. Congratulations, Scott Canterbury. He grew up a fan of Bass, B-A-S-S. Never missed a Saturday morning episode of the Bassmasters television shows, and now he is a part of BASS history. He weighed 5 bass that weighed 19 pounds, 12 ounces on final round of the Angler of the Year tournament. Finished 14th overall and ended the season's point standings with 848 points, plenty to win one of the most coveted titles in professional bass fishing. Scott Canterbury is your 2019 Bass Angler of the Year. Won it on Lake St. Clair. Big, beautiful trophy and $100,000 and a good chunk of history that goes along with this win. Last weekend was the youth opener for young elk hunters in Arkansas, and the kids did good. Miles Moses, 13 years old from Stuttgart, did his own calling and pulled in that big 6x7 bull that he took in elk zone number 2. Colton Flowers is 8 from Hasty, Arkansas. He also shot a big 6x7, elk zone 1 along the Buffalo National River. And Riley McQuiston of Cord, Arkansas is 15, shot a beautiful 6x6 bull, Bearcat Hollow, MWA. Fat Bear Week ended on Tuesday night up in Alaska. And the winner, the 2019 Fat Bear Champion, is number 435. She goes by the name of Holly. Fat Bear Week has become an annual event. They've done it for the past 5 years now at Katmai National Park and Preserve in southwestern Alaska. The idea is to publicize and celebrate the process of bears eating as much as they can to build up crucial fat reserves in advance of winter hibernation. Park rangers made a game out of it, a March Madness-style bracket matching bear against bear, with photos providing the girth and inviting the public to vote on the fattest bear in each pair. The winners move on to the next round, the losers are out. And this year's championship round pitted Holly against Lefty. And after 12 hours of online voting, Holly was your hands-down champion with 17,500 votes compared to Lefty's 3,600. Holly is fat and fabulous. The 2019 Fat Bear Week champion from Katmai Conservatory, Alaska. You can see her at bbkoradio.com. Holly and all of this year's 12 contestants are coastal brown bears that forage along the Brooks River. They say it was hard to get a good picture of her out of the water because she was pretty much a submarine for a month. She just wouldn't stop fishing except to occasionally dig a big belly hole big enough for her to take a nap in.
Good morning, everyone. It's Brian Snowden. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
As part of the historic Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas last weekend was a $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton just outside of town. I had a ton of fun at the boat ramp early in the mornings before launch visiting with the anglers.
Joe Carter from South Carolina.
South Carolina? What part of South Carolina?
Outside of Gilbert, Lake Murray,
Columbia. So what do y'all call them over there?
Crappies.
Huh?
They're crappies. They ain't no O in crappie.
There ain't no O in crappie. How about you? What's your name?
Don Beckstrom out of Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. I was just up there this summer, and Jim Zumbo, you know Jim Zumbo, the old legendary writer?
I know the name.
We were at an event together, and he was missing all the seminars. I said, Jim, where you been? He'd been out catching them great big red ears, and, you know, he filled up couple ice chests, took them back to Wyoming with him. So you got some pretty good fishing in your country.
Great fishing over there.
Yeah.
Great fishing.
So what do y'all call them now in Kansas? Crappie? Crappie? Specks?
They're crappie.
They're crappie.
They're crappie.
What's wrong with these people in South Carolina?
I don't have that much time.
You must know him pretty good.
I don't know him at all.
Don't know him at all. And your name?
Joe Bragg, out of Kansas.
Out of Kansas as well. Okay. Yep. Are y'all fishing together? You guys have been working on this lake all week long. Lots of practice. Has your boat smelled like fish at all this week?
Yes, I've caught some.
Good. Good. We're not going to let too much out of the bag right here. But that's good, because we've been getting some tough reports. It has been tough, hasn't it?
It's been rough. But yeah, that's what it's all about, learning new lakes, learning new ways.
I ran bird dogs in competitive field trials for a lot of years, and guys would always gripe about the grounds are too rough, the bird planter's no good, blah, blah. We were all hunting under the same conditions, so everybody's playing on the same field out here. Back in Kansas, how do you like to fish for them? What's your favorite method?
Single pole in the trees.
Single. That's what I like in Texas. We do a lot of that now.
Lake Fork.
I'm sorry?
Lake Fork.
Yep, there you go. Lake Fork, Ray Roberts, all those Bodark trees down there, Lake Levan, a bunch of those good lakes. How about in the Carolinas? Are y'all pulling
longliners?
Longliners.
Long liners. We sling them and go.
All right. So folks that don't know what longlining is, explain that to them.
You take your 16, 14, 12, you throw that jig as far as you possibly can get it, and you take off about 1 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Anywhere, and you just run them. You're looking for that reaction strike.
Yeah.
That you're after.
And you're dragging these behind the boat. People see folks spider rigging out in front of the boat. Don't get that confused with what you guys are doing. I'm talking about you guys go down and buy the 3,000-yard spool of line and let it all out.
Well, it's anywhere from 100 feet to 250 feet is what we run out, and if we think we need to go a little bit further, we let some more line.
Hey, does this feel like just another crappie tournament, or does it feel like something kind of special is going on here?
Something special.
Yeah.
We really like it, and if they invite us back next year, we'll be here next year.
Good. Awesome. Hey, you had to earn your way into this thing. Yeah, you know, this wasn't just a go sign up down at the Minter shop.
Yeah.
You guys had to work hard and earn your way into this. The top 100 crappie fishing teams on planet Earth. That's got to feel pretty good to get an invite.
It does feel pretty special. We've put a lot of time in this year and a lot of money going out the door fishing the tournaments.
Yeah.
Fishing new lakes and learning, which, you know, my partner Joe, disabled vet, this is what he does.
Awesome.
This is what he's learning to do to find something he can fit a niche in as he continues to get old like the rest of us.
So you served our country in the military?
7 years.
God bless you. Thank you, man. What branch?
Army. Recon.
Army. All right. Very good. So Army-Navy game every year. Does that matter to you?
Not even a little bit. I'm too busy fishing.
You're too busy fishing.
I like your game out on the boat.
I like it. Okay.
That's it.
Very good. Man, I've fished with a lot of vets, and there's no better therapy.
No, there isn't. Not even nowhere on planet Earth is it anything better than just sitting on the front of that boat.
The only thing that might feel better than fishing today is a big fat check from Wally Marshall. Go get her done.
We're going to do it, man. We appreciate it.
Anytime you have a big group of people, I don't care if it's the knitting club, crappie fishermen, deer hunters, bankers, lawyers, carpenters, doesn't matter. A big group of people, some of those folks are going to gripe and complain. And there was some of that early on. But after about 24 hours, those whiners and complainers realize that, you know what, this event is bigger than me. This is about the sport of crappie fishing. And this can grow our sport. And it's good for what we do. And there are actually going to be people at the weigh-in to watch me and cheer for me tonight. And no one's ever handed out $100,000 for a crappie tournament. This is the first time ever for that. They came back around and apologized, as they should have. One really cool thing about professional crappie fishing and fishing one of the crappie trails is couples can do that together. And two husband-wife couples qualified for the Mr. Crappie Classic. Hey, Joe, one of the cool things about crappie fishing and our crappie trails across the U.S. is you see a lot of couples fishing together, and you're one of those couples. You bring your wife along, or she brings you, one of the two.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you get in the water.
There you go.
And parks the boat.
That's good. You got a woman that can back a boat. Guys, if you're dating a girl like that, marry her.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you can spend all the money on fishing gear you want, because she's buying it too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good plan. Tell me your name. It's Jeanette Carter.
Carter, yep.
Okay. And how long y'all been fishing together?
Oh, gosh, Joe, what, about 25 years tournament fishing?
Tournament fishing.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, okay. Long time.
Well, you must get along because, you know, even the biggest boat's only about 20 foot long, so.
That's okay. There's a front and there's a back, buddy, and sometimes you have to make use of that.
Have y'all got a curtain in the middle that you have to use sometimes?
It's invisible, but it's there.
Yeah. The invisible
sometimes
curtain.
You have to put that wall up, but yeah, for the most part, we get along. We're like everybody else. We have disagreements. I don't care if you're a male, female team or, you know, two best boats. You're going to have a disagreement on the water.
Yeah, so that's exactly
and
right.
You leave it on the water. You don't take it home.
Yeah. Well, now, Jeanette, here's the big question. Who's the better fisherman in the family?
Oh, man. We're equal.
Equal?
Equal.
Boy, that was politically correct. Where Joe, would you agree with that?
She's actually.
You better agree with that.
She's actually better than I am.
That a boy. There you go. Good job, Joe. He's read the book, I can tell. Hey, good luck, guys. Have fun.
Thank you. Again, happy to be here.
And have fun, Joe and Jeanette did. I think they had more fun than any other team there. And everybody fishing this $100,000 crappie tournament had a blast. Joe and Jeanette are big Clemson fans. And you could hear Go Tigers in the dark from their boat waiting to take off. You could hear Go Tigers across the lake along with a lot of laughter and fun. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It's a probiotic that very gently over time calms the over-anxious dog. If that's your household, check it out. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Hey, Ricky, what part of the country are you from?
Middle Georgia.
All right. I could tell the minute you opened your mouth, that man's from Georgia.
Nah, that's all right.
Go Bulldogs.
Southern draw.
Bulldogs fan, I guess.
Absolutely.
I saw a man here a while ago who's got Clemson on his shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
So you, hey, there they are right over there, see?
You should have called me. I'd have pushed them in the water.
Hey, man, it's a $100,000 crappie tournament. This has never been done before. I'm not even in it, and I'm fired up. You got to be.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, we fished a lot of tournaments for nothing that's ever been for $100,000.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And as a crappie fisherman, I love it. I just love the expo that's going on, the big money tournament, and what's happening for crappie fishing.
Well, you know, Wally's taking this to a different level right here. So,
yeah.
You know, after this, who knows where it's going to go.
Exactly, yeah. When these people like Berkeley and Lewis and Strike King and all these people that are at this expo see thousands of crappie fishing fans come out to this expo this weekend, they're going to have to think about that.
That's right. And they're going to see stuff they've never seen before.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of new things out on the market for the crappie fishermen.
Anglers from all across the country on Lake Hamilton, which turned out to be really tough. The fish were still in a late summer pattern. If you fish for bass or crappie or whatever species, you know that hot water fish late in the summer, boy, it can be really, really tough. And it was, but it was an equal playing field, and a champion was crowned. We'll hear from them a little later. And how about the world's largest crappie fry? That's not a marketing deal. This is true. 16,000 fillets were fed to over 8,000 people.
Good morning, everybody. It's Gary Loomis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at SpringCreekSD.com.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort's new premier shotgun range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the west of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at BendedKnee.org.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife: quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt
easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit JoshuaCreek.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
You folks come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Down in Louisiana, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Jack Montesette has signed a declaration of emergency. He wants to go fishing. He's reopened the recreational red snapper season for the next 3 weekends, starting with this weekend. These are Friday to Sunday dates. The special season opened up on Friday, runs through midnight tomorrow, then again October 18 through 21, and October 25 through 28. So, you folks in Louisiana can enjoy some additional red snapper time. We're recapping the Crappie Expo, first ever, first of its kind event in Hot Springs, Arkansas last weekend. And as you walked around the expo, you noticed that, man, this thing is full of great national sponsors, national vendors, folks that aren't associated with Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, the organizer of this event. He called it knocking down the walls. He didn't just have his partners there from Strike King and Lewes and others. This was open to everyone in the crappie fishing industry. That's why Berkeley was there with their complete Abu Garcia line and Berkeley line of baits. They even brought their giant fish tank, which Arkansas Fish and Game filled up with crappie.
Hey, Craig, what a show, man.
This has been an outstanding show. It's a home run for everybody in the industry.
It is. You know, when I first heard about this, and I think when everyone first heard about this, we not necessarily had our doubts because we know Wally Marshall and what kind of work ethic he has and track record and how well he does things. But you have to wonder, are people going to go for a crappie expo? It's never been done before. Berkeley, to your credit, you're here. You saw the potential of this thing, and boy, has it paid off. Lots of folks. Why was it important for Berkeley to be here at this first crappie expo?
Well, we support the industry. It's about the exposure, and Wally Marshall is a good friend of our company, even though he represents other manufacturers. We've known Wally, and the industry's known Wally for many, many years, and everybody wanted to come out and support, kind of see what he did, and it's all about supporting the industry and reaching out to anglers.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And how cool is it to look around here, a lot like at a Master Classic Expo or a MLF or FLW Expo, and see families and kids, future generations of Berkeley buyers walking around?
That's correct. I mean, it is all about family, and it's all about friends. And then Wally's really driven it home here this week. It's about having fun.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. No better way to get started than pan fishing. And if you're not familiar with Berkeley and their line, boy, you guys can get us kicked off in a big, big way. Lots of baits, lots of, with your Abu Garcia stuff too, some spin cast stuff that works perfect for panfish.
That's correct, and we have a full offering. We have some of the most impactful baits in the crappie industry. Our crappie nibbles are second to nothing.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I don't care how accomplished the pro crappie fisherman is. Look around his boat, you're going to see those Berkeley nibbles in the boat somewhere, depending upon you guys. You guys have worked well with scent through the years. And I take advantage of what you produce. I believe a lot of your stuff really works well. It seems to me like you guys were one of the first to incorporate scent into your baits on a major level.
That's correct. And we have this Power Bait brand. It's been around for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
We've come with Gulp. And we now have a Max Scent Power Bait that is available out there that is growing in popularity every day.
Yeah. I've been a big fan of the Max Scent stuff this year. I've caught more bass this year on your Berkeley Max Scent stuff than anything else I've used. I am convinced that a couple of things make it work. It's that scent pattern that it puts off in the water, that attractant. Fish find it, throw it in, leave it alone, and then work it slowly. And secondly, I like the color. Edwin Evers is a good friend. We were talking on the phone early on this year about the color of these Max Scent baits. They really fade to a more natural bait fish color after they've been in the water a little bit. Pretty cool.
That's correct. The colors are outstanding, and they've been designed under the guidance of these pros, such as Edwin Evers and Mike Iaconelli.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we're doing there is we are offering what we figure are the hottest colors available.
Yeah, you bet. They work. Well, Berkeley, at the very first ever Crappie Expo, and I'm sure that's going to be near and dear to the Expo folks' hearts and going to want you guys back every year. And at this point, it looks like be a good place to be.
We're thrilled to be here, and it's been a learning experience for everybody in the hall, all the exhibitors, you know, all the attendees. It's been a real learning experience, and I see this show doing nothing but getting better and better and better, and with the amount of elbow grease that Wally's put into this, it's going to be a home run.
Not only a home run, but a grand slam. Everything from the fish fry to the expo to the 100 top crappie teams on planet Earth, fishing for $100,000.
Jerry, a Texas boy off way up here in Arkansas, what do you know about this clear water and these fish over here?
It's been tough for us. We've caught a few fish yesterday. Last couple of days, we caught a few. We think we know where there's a few, but it's going to be tough. It's a tough bite.
When you have three or four practice days and you catch them a little better at the end than you did at the beginning, that's better than catching them at first and then losing them. So good.
Yeah, exactly. It took us a little while. It's not Lake Fork, what I'm used to, in that muddy water, but we're going to give it a try, you know, and hopefully we can get a bite or two. And I think that'll get till tomorrow. That's all we want to do is live to fight tomorrow.
Hey, we like to take that single pole and jig that boat arc tree back in Texas. They do it a little different up here. Have you had to change your methods?
Well, exactly. We have. I put them long poles away and got a short rod, and we're doing a lot of casting. We haven't caught a fish vertically all week. Everything's been casting.
I'll be darned.
And that took us a little while to figure out. You got to stay off of them a little bit.
Hamilton is surrounded by boat docks, boat houses. Have they been a player?
We've caught a few around them. We've shot a lot of docks, haven't caught a lot of fish doing it. It's not something I'm real good at, but they're around them. There are fish around the docks, you know, and the same scattered brush around the docks, you know. But you got to stay off the fish. You can't be on top of them. We figured that out finally. They're very spooky.
Now, I know one thing about Jerry Hancock. If there's a fish in the lake, he can smell it and he'll find it. Go get him. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
Wally, all I know to tell you, brother, is congratulations. What a hit.
Oh, man, Billy, I'm talking about, I haven't seen this many people at a show in a long time. I've worked, I don't know how many, I've been to the Bassmasters Classic, which is crowded all the time. I've been to a lot of events. But this right here, it's history. And all the vendors, all the boat dealers, all of those people right there, I'm telling you, man, they were just, we had 115 exhibitors.
Yeah. Now, the only concern I had was, man, Hot Springs only has 36,000 people. It's not like there's 3 million people to draw from.
Right.
Man, they came from everywhere.
Well, I tell you what, we had people here from California. We have people here from Connecticut, Ohio, Florida. I mean, they're just flocking in. They're talking about driving 10 and 11 hours to get to the Crappie Expo this past weekend.
You're a Strike King guy. You represent Strike King.
Right.
Berkeley is a Strike King competitor, but man, all these competitors in the crappie industry came together and had marvelous success, kind of held hands together for the crappie community, and it was really good to see. I talked to the Berkeley guys, and they were just thrilled.
I've been trying to tell them for years and years and years, and what I had to do, Billy, is I had to drop the walls.
Yeah.
The walls come tumbling down because I can't be all Mr. Crappie, all Strike King, all Lou's, all everybody. So I had to drop the walls and work with these other manufacturers to get them come to this great event, because it ain't about Mr. Crappie. It's about the manufacturers, and it's about the consumer, because a lot of these manufacturers can't get to the consumer because they're always working other shows that they're not allowed to come to, like the ICAST show, these distributor shows where they do a lot of selling. But this show allows the end user to talk to the consumer about their new products or whatever. And what's cool about this time of year is they get to see all the new products that they're bringing to the market for the next year before they hit the store.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. God bless America.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with three other people for 4.5 hours. We're here, a company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings, and your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. The Jacksboro Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to the 2019 Chili Fest and Outdoor Expo on the downtown square. Jacksboro and Jack County are famous for top-notch hunting, and we're celebrating that heritage with a chili cook-off, activities for the kids, vendors, and even a perfect pie contest. After your successful hunt on opening day, November 2nd, come on down to the Courthouse Square for free chili and all the fixins from 4 till 8 p.m. Deer season and opening day at Chili Fest in Jacksboro, Texas. That's a perfect day.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son, Jesus, so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke, or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes.
We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at J.J. Castelleria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of J.J. Castelleria. Can see me in Argentina.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Hey, if you want to reach us here in this old camp house, it's easily done. 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. And, of course, the website, bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. And, you know, you can listen to the show at your convenience. There's lots of places to hear the podcast. You can hear it on our website. And all of the top podcast carriers, podcast websites, have Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. They'll even send you a free download of the show every week directly to your device. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podbean, all of them. Whichever you prefer, tell them, hey, send me Big Billy Kinder Outdoors free to my device each week, and they'll do it. And you can listen going down the road, sitting in the deer blind, or slow trolling for crappie on the front of the boat. Let's get back to the Crappie Expo and our conversation with Expo organizer, Mr. Crappie himself, Wally Marshall.
The Expo over the top. I've covered a lot of Bassmaster events, Elite events, MLF events, FLW events. I've been to the Expos, and I have been to some Expos and some weigh-ins that didn't have as many people as this Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas this past week. Let's talk about the crappie fishing a little bit. The lake was tough. To me, that's how you determine a champion.
Right.
We're all playing on the same field here.
Right. But to go back to about the people, you know, and this is also the first time that Crappie Anglers has had over 1,000 people out there watching them weigh their fish, and I predict there's going to be about 2,000, 3,000 people here this evening because we're giving away a Ranger boat, right, and all these crappie anglers. It's a $100,000 payout, you know, on the Mr. Crappie $100,000 Invitational.
Yep.
And so, man, the crowd's going to be here, and those crappie fishermen have never got to get up and speak to anybody, right, at the event, you know, because it's always at a boat ramp. Nobody shows up. They don't have a crowd. They clap for each other. But we got people out here clapping for these guys and cheering for these guys because their sponsors are here.
Yep.
Their sponsors are here to give them the support that they need to continue to do this very well.
Absolutely.
And they did a pretty good job. We had another class on the final day, at the final day before we got the, you know, to shoot them out there, you know, on the start. The last 25 teams, we kind of give them some few tips about not crossing their arms.
Yeah.
Keep your arms down to your side.
On stage,
because everybody can see your sponsors and your own camera, your own national, you know, you're on the Mr. Crappie YouTube channel, being able to watch this, and just give them a little bit and act like you're excited. Act like you've been there before, you know.
Act like 40 grand in your pocket's a big deal.
Hey, man, I tell you what, one guy today is going to win 40 grand. That's going to be awesome, brother.
You bet it is, absolutely. I talked to a couple of the anglers. I've been out there every morning interviewing these guys, visiting with them at 5 o'clock in the morning before they ever even launched their boats. And I've had world champions tell me I've never been to a crappie tournament this good. The Expo is a home run.
the crappie tournaments, a home run. Now let's talk about a fish fry. That was something else, brother. I'm telling you, that fish fry yesterday, and we had the crappie anglers from all over the United States bring crappie fillets to this event, and we served up over 16,000 crappie fillets. I think we had like a half a cooler left over at the end of the day. We had no hush puppies left. We had no french fries left. And also, RV Cajun Cookers put on a great show. Man, they had people lined up there. I'll guarantee it, it went plumb around the block. The line was way, way back. And I want to thank Riceland Foods. I want to thank the Riceland Rice Brand Oil. They supplied 125 gallons of oil for this event. And it's just amazing what we did this past weekend, Billy. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the future of Crappie Expo. It's got the legs. It's fresh legs. It's a market that's uncharted.
Yep.
You know, I've been promoting crappie fishing for 33 years, and it took bass 55 years to get to where they are today, and they do a great job with it.
Yep.
They know how to promote. They know. I'm talking about the anglers.
Yep.
They know how to do it. They know how to get there. But you just can't walk in and enter the Mr. Crappie $100,000 Invitational. Yep. You have to earn your way through crappie tours and trails, and the top 25 from this past weekend got an automatic rebirth to this year or the next year, next year's $100,000 Mr. Crappie, and it may be more money next year.
Yeah,
you never know the way this thing's growing. Well, I'm going to end this thing just the way I started it, and that is congratulations. Just a great job. I know you've been planning this for years.
Hey, man, it took me over a year to put this together. I don't want to say I did it all myself, but a lot of things that I had to do so I could learn it. I had to learn it so I could figure out who next year that I can assign to certain positions. And like when I went out to the fish fry yesterday, I was trying to run stuff inside the expo. I go out to the fish fry, and all of these people are just serving food, and they were all my friends.
Yeah.
You know, they was all my friends, and I was like, where did y'all come from? They said they needed help, and we just filled in here. I thought I had some girls hired. I did. I had five girls there, but five wasn't enough. There was like 12 women on that line serving food. As fast as they could get that crappie out, it was leaving, and I don't think there was anybody that was dissatisfied with the crappie that was cooked with Camp Dog seasoning and the rice bran oil. I'm telling you what, it was delicious. And if you ever use Riceland's rice bran oil, it doesn't leave a residue on the napkin or your plate, and it's just so clean and fresh. And I got to throw a big, big shout out to the Arkansas Ford Dealers and Ford Motor Company. They stepped up big. They supplied us a stage out there outside that we had the DJ on, the VIP tables and all of that. It was over the top, really great. And also, the thing was all free.
Unbelievable.
You know how to spell free?
I've lived it.
Let me tell you what. And I want to do a big hats off to Oaklawn Racing and Casino Resort right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. They stepped up big time. They fed every one of the anglers and my national sponsors and my title sponsors. They fed over 365 people in one night. And we had entertainment that was so good. We got a concert every day. I tell you what, this past Sunday, man, we had Jason D. Williams on the stage. He put on a show now.
He always does, yeah. And it was fitting for this show, over the top.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jason D. is the man. I'll tell you, when it comes to playing a piano, he's just like his daddy, Jerry Lee.
Hey, congratulations. Great show, Wally. Let's do it again next year. But let's take a nap first.
How about Crappie Expo 2020?
Kyle, what part of the country are you from?
We are from just east of Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. All right. And so you got a particular jig you like to use back home. What do you like to do at home?
Yeah, we use some hair jigs, and we also use a company called Mr. Twister Baits out of our hometown, and we really like their products.
Awesome. Have you found a few in practice?
A few.
Okay.
Not a lot, but a few. But, hey, that's what it's for. It's a great event they're putting on here, and we've really enjoyed it so far.
Good. Go win that big fat paycheck.
All right. Thank you.
Uncle Homa, and I'm Bo Tisdale, and Jerry Graham's my partner.
Okay, good. Have you found a few in practice?
Yes, we've been on a few fish, and hopefully they're still there.
Hey, tell me this. Does it feel like just another crappie tournament, or does it feel like something special is going on?
It's definitely something special. You know, we're young in the game, but it's nothing's been this big before, and hopefully it keeps going on the way Wally's done it. He did a great job.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Elizabeth and Bob Robinson from Paragould, Arkansas.
Okay, so Arkansas folks, do you have a home field advantage here, or have you learned anything on the lake?
No, we don't really have a home field advantage. We fish a lot in Mississippi, but this is a beautiful lake.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It is.
And we're hoping the cooler weather is going to help us out today.
You bet. Well, good luck. Does it feel like something special is going on today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The biggest in crappie history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Davis.
Where are y'all from?
I'm from Crowley, Texas.
Crowley. Yeah. Home folks, yeah. Home folks. A lot of Texas boys up here fishing. You had to qualify for this thing. It wasn't just pay an entry fee and come fish.
Sure.
You got to feel pretty good about that.
Yes, sir. We're excited to go catch some fish. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful
lake. Does it feel like something special is going on, or is it just another tournament?
No, it's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, this is a big deal. We're excited for where crappie fishing may be going with this. So it's going to help it take a step in the right direction. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're happy about it.
I bet it'd feel good to get a big, fat check out of Wally Marshall's hip pocket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd go pretty good. Yes, sir.
Go
put in a lot of hard work, so it'd be through real good. Yes,
good
sir.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're spending a great deal of time on the show today looking back at what happened last weekend in Hot Springs, Arkansas, because the Crappie Expo was truly historic, first of its kind, and an overwhelming success. With fishermen that came out not only from Arkansas, but Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, all over the United States. Alan Treadwell came down. You know him from Outdoors Television, different shows that he's hosted over the past 20 years. We sat down on the porch and had a visit, and that's coming up a little later. Right now, though, I want to wish good luck to you deer hunters in the great state of Washington. It's opening day. Duck hunters are in the field today in Washington as well. And in Minnesota, it's the governor's pheasant hunt on this opening weekend of pheasant hunting. The Governor's Cup this year, based out of Austin, Minnesota. Bows and muzzleloaders are legal starting today in Georgia for white-tailed deer. Hey, did you see that giant python that they caught down in Florida? Burmese python? Giant. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission actually has a python action team. So far, they've removed 900 Burmese pythons from the wild in Florida. And that includes this 18-foot, 4-inch female that they caught just a couple of weeks ago. The largest ever captured by the team. Cynthia Downer and Jonathan Lopez, they caught her, said she weighed 98 pounds, 10 ounces. Big Cypress National Preserve. Take a look at her at bbkoradio.com. Moving on up to Georgia, where Nick Schiltz and his partner Dirk Stevenson were out doing a Department of Natural Resources survey documenting the status of the Sewanee alligator snapping turtle in the state of Georgia when they came across a big one. BBKORadio.com to see Nick holding up this 105-pound alligator snapping turtle. That sucker's got a mouth like a bucket. He could bite your leg off. Off. Two old boys up in Michigan, one 53 years old, the other 24, both from New Boston, thought it might be a good idea to shoot that eagle that flew over. Where that thinking comes from, I don't know. There was a fishing guide in the area out on a lake, was watching the eagle fly, heard the shot, saw the eagle fall, and called the poaching hotline. Conservation officers came out and caught the two guys. The bird was taken to the Wings of Wonder Raptor Education Rehab and Research Facility, but was too shot up to help, and they had to euthanize her. Wardens in Arizona are looking for another wildlife criminal. This time around, it's a big elk that's been shot. Killed in late August, just north of Heber, in Game Management Unit 4B, west of Forest Road 153, near Point and Javelina water catchments. The poacher left the meat to waste, took the antlers. If you were scouting for elk season in that area and saw something, anything, report it. You can remain anonymous if you want to, but you may be eligible for a reward up to $1,500 in this case. And an additional $2,500 reward that's being offered by the Arizona Elk Society. And another $2,500 is being offered by the Arizona Deer Association. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. Pro Plan performance formula for your bird dogs. 30% protein, 20% fat. The ultimate fuel for your hard-working dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Store. Hey, I got to say congratulations to Joseph Hart. He is the very first hunter to complete the inaugural Nebraska Duck Slam. You do that and you not only get a pat on the back, but your name goes in that drawing for the grand prize, a Benelli Super Black Eagle 3. They're going to give it away February 22nd at the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. Did you know there's a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog? Even if they have an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, or maybe they're older and need added glucosamine. Hey, there's a Pro Plan for that. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas.
Hi, I'm Tachi Hayes.
I'm Cuz Strickland.
And when I'm not in the great outdoors,
I'm thinking about it.
In my mossy oak.
With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC. BigGame.org.
It's a fun day in Oregon because the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has stocked the St. Louis ponds near Woodburn, chock full of rainbow trout. It's a family fishing day. Matter of fact, wardens are there with fishing equipment free for folks to use, bait as well. And angling instructors are there too. In case you've never fished before, want to learn how, they'll show you the basics. The St. Louis ponds near Woodburn, Oregon today. History happened in Hot Springs, Arkansas last weekend. I'm so glad I was there to see it, see the massive crowds at the first ever Crappie Expo. The world's largest crappie fry, where 8,000-plus people were fed 16,000-plus fillets. The Cajun Fryer folks came up from Louisiana. They had a dozen or more of those big, huge Cajun fryers out there turning out the crappie fillets, French fries, hush puppies. And the world's first ever $100,000 invitational only Mr. Crappie Crappie Tournament. Lake Hamilton, just outside of Hot Springs.
Josh Reynolds from Lake Fork, Texas.
Okay. Hey, Josh, you had to qualify to be in this tournament. You had to beat 100 of the top teams in the country to make it to day two, 50 of the top teams in the country to make it to today. How's it feel to fish in the final?
You know, it's truly a blessing. Like, we didn't think we had a chance in practice. We struggled all week, and we found some fish the last day, and they held tight for us first day. Yesterday, they were locked jaw, but we managed to catch another fish. Made a good move, and the move paid off. Started catching a lot of fish after in the afternoon, and just couldn't get any more keepers. But today we're going to give them heck, and hopefully the ones that were there yesterday are there.
So. Yeah, hopefully so. So you've got a target. You, even though it's been so tough and hit and miss all week, you know where you're going when you leave the ramp.
Yeah, I mean, I had a stringer on the live scope yesterday, and I mean, two different places, good fish, they're there. I'm familiar with the electronics and what a good crappie looks like. And
yeah.
It's our fish are there. Hopefully they'll eat today.
Yeah, so. The live scope is amazing. I've talked to several guys fishing the live scope this week, and they're saying, man, these fish are so spooky. You get within about 30 feet of them, and you see them just scatter. You seeing that?
That, and if it's hot, sunny, a lot of times they want to just come up and sit under your boat, and you can literally watch them swim underneath your boat, and they look at your trolling motor and come hang out with you and leave the brush, and you're just scratching your heads. And
yeah.
So you leave them and come back and try later, and they'll be tucked back in. And it's been a great learning experience.
I bet it has. Yeah. Well, hey, good luck today. You're fishing for big money. It's got to be exciting.
It's a blessing to be here. It really is.
All of these anglers were absolutely exhausted on that final launch morning, the third day of the tournament last Sunday. The field had been narrowed down from 100 teams to the top 25. Typically at a crappie tournament, the weigh-in happens there at the boat ramp at the end of the day. Other anglers and a few family members are there to cheer them on. Never do you see what I saw at the Crappie Expo, where thousands in attendance were cheering for these guys and hanging on the edge of their seat to see who would win it. It had the feel of a big-time bass tournament weigh-in. As a matter of fact, the MC for the weigh-in was the guy you see on stage at all of the FLW Tour events, Chris Jones. Shepherd Brothers, congratulations, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a special moment, you know. It's making memories as brothers, and
yeah.
You know, and we've had a big time. It's been a grind, but you just had to slow down. You wanted, you know, fish fast as you could, but fish as efficient as you could.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this was a real slow presentation type week, and I never thought Asian carp were good for anything, Tony. But they kind of taught you guys to stay off these crappie in clear water, didn't they?
Yes. I mean, you can with today's technology, you can see how fish react, and we noticed that if you spooked the Asian carp, you couldn't catch the crappie. So I was like, it's just like a deer blowing in the woods or a squirrel barking. You know, everything knows something's wrong.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you don't disturb what's down there, then you can usually catch them.
You guys won this thing wire to wire. You were the only ones, I believe, you came in with double digits every day, didn't you?
We didn't yesterday. Yesterday we had seven keepers for 893, I believe.
Okay, but close to it. Wound up with 30 pounds for the week.
for the 3 days, and you did that primarily on a jig that you designed, Tony. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we caught them on a dirty milk baby fry. It's a real small, like an inch and a half profile shad style body. I was using a 16th ounce jig head, just casting past the brush piles and dragging it back through it.
Yeah, slow.
That was wicked real, and we retied a bunch.
Yeah, you must not have run out of patience out there, man, because I hate slow fishing. I hate slow anything. I would not have done well out there, and a lot of guys didn't.
Yes, sir. You had to slow down, and it was a test of patience. And if we're catching fish, that's one thing we're really good at, is if we know what's working, then we will slow down and do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and you guys have been fishing together since you were kids, I'm guessing, so you probably know each other pretty well. Probably makes for pretty good partners.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
And, there you go. Well, guys, it's the first ever Mr. Crappie $100,000 tournament. You got a $40,000 check in your pocket. Congratulations. Work is done.
Thank you, sir.
Now you can go take a nap.
Yes, sir. We're headed that way.
Congratulations to Mike and Tony Shepherd, brothers fishing together. How cool is that? From Murray, Kentucky. No one has ever won that much money in a crappie tournament until now. And now, the gate is open. Riceland Rice Brand Oil saw early on that this was right up their alley, and they stepped up as the title sponsor of this event.
You know, hey, we found out they were doing the world's largest crappie fry, and we figured that why not be a part of it with the oil that we have, and the way that I was surprised at how many people hadn't heard that we'd done this oil, and we've been doing it since about the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
And just the knowledge of the folks that didn't have about our product, and it just reassured the fact that we'd made a good choice doing that. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to look into something further.
Hey, everybody.
Boy, you blew that one. Let's try that again from the top, Gerald.
That really sucked. Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it, or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fuller's new premier shotgun range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the West of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at defenderoutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Right on U.S. 287, as you head from the Metroplex to hunt, fish, or ski New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming, you drive right past one of the most unique stores on the planet, the Buffalo Gold Herdware Retail Store. You'll find most everything that can be made from the American bison. If your passion is hunting or fishing, you can enjoy it year-round. You simply need to learn the secret of the buffalo. The buffalo endures some of the most fierce northers that come down through the plains. The secret is the downy-like fiber that grows beneath that big blanket of hair on their shoulders. The second growth of hair is warmer than wool and much more durable. 1 pound of this fiber is all that insulates a 1,200-pound bison. This is what we produce and sell at Buffalo Gold. Socks, gloves, hats, and more made of bison down. Things you need to comfortably handle your fly rod or rifle when your buddies are too cold to function. Stop and touch it for yourself. About 40 miles southeast of Amarillo in Goodnight, Texas, near the north rim of Palladura Canyon. Come see us on the web at buffalogold.net. At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel is a must-have in your deer pack. These three synthetic formulas actually shoot the gel in 10-foot streams. Imagine silly string to attract deer. This gel stream technology allows you to keep your human scent back and away from your targeted area. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel lasts longer and won't wash away in moisture. Bow hunters, you can spray Tink's Trophy Taker Premium Synthetic Gel directly from your blind or stand, and comes in three formulas to fit every scenario you could encounter this season. Tink's Trophy Taker Relax formula emits long-lasting bedding area scent, putting spooky deer at ease. Tink's Trophy Taker Heat stops doe-crazed bucks in their tracks in all phases of the rut. And Tink's Trophy Taker Fight is best used early and full rut, making the big guy think there's a challenger or intruder buck in his area. Pick up Tink's Trophy Taker Gels at Walmart. From the top name in deer lure, Tink's. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
Robert Carlisle and Craig Nichols from Oklahoma,
okay.
near Tulsa. We're in a little town of Pryor and Locust Grove.
Yeah.
And we're in 20th place.
20th place, Locust Grove. There's a little old spot on the north side of town there that has the best fried chicken on that buffet I've ever put in my mouth. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Let's talk about catching crappie in Arkansas. Is it different than Oklahoma? It's been a little tough this week.
Well, we're used to muddy water, stumpy trees and stuff, and this brush pile fishing, along with the clear water and the dock shooting, is not our game.
Yeah.
We're real privileged to be here.
Well, that tells me a lot about your fishing. Because you've had to adapt to clear water and you've had to change your game plan completely, and you're doing that. And you're here in the top 25. It's a special day. Does it feel special to you guys?
Well, it feels tired. We just came off. We won the national championship for last week on Grenada with Crappie Masters, and we've been going for 2 weeks right now. We are wore plumb smooth out. We're excited to be here. This has been a good trip, but we're also ready to go home.
Gary Sims and Paul O'Bear.
Hi, Paul.
We're sitting in 12th place right now.
Okay.
And we're both from Gunner, Texas.
Yes, sir. Now, you guys fish that stained water back home. I know you do, because I do too. And you get up here and it's crystal clear and these fish are spooky. You've done a good job adapting, I guess.
Well, we had a good first day when we weighed in a little over 8 pounds. And yesterday we struggled bad, and we didn't weigh a fish yesterday. But on the bright side, not many other people did either. We only slipped two places.
Yeah.
If you don't catch fish in Texas, you're going to slip a whole lot.
Yep. Now we got a cold front to deal with, so add that on top of everything else, and just go have fun today and enjoy the moment.
Oh, we've enjoyed this week. We've had a lot of fun.
It's a great event.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
A lot of outdoor celebrities didn't want to miss the Crappie Expo. They were there, so I cornered one of them. He's been a Bass Pro Shops pro staffer for more than two decades. And I'm sure you've seen him on outdoor TV on a variety of shows throughout the years. Alan Treadwell.
Hey, people know you from your shotgun skills, United States Olympic team. You shot for our country and did very well. They know you for your bow hunting, your turkey hunting, your big game hunting. But down deep in your heart, you're a crappie man.
You know, I always said that I hunt for a living and crappie fish for fun, and that's the truth. You know, I mean, you know, just grew up doing it. And it's so important to me. I love crappie fishing more than anything in the world, I think. I honestly do. I'd rather crappie fish and deer hunt, and you know, a lot of people out there chase bass, and of course Bass Pro's been awful good to me, and I got a lot of friends that love that bass fishing, but to me crappie's special. I've always said I told Johnny Morris himself, I said I'd rather catch a 17-inch crappie than a 10-pound bass, and that's the truth.
And that is the truth, and I know where you're coming from. Yeah. I'm a crappie man too. Grew up on it. My dad loved crappie fish with me, and that's what we did growing up. He didn't hunt. That was our outdoor recreation. And right next to catching crappie, eating crappie is near and dear to my heart, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. You had a fishing partner growing up that you just recently lost, and I was saddened to hear it because I've heard about the great relationship you and your grandmother had, and a lot of that was down at the crappie hole.
Yeah, you know, I would put her up against just about anybody when it comes to catching
that
crappie.
Boy.
She was a heck of a fisherwoman. She was, and she loved it, and it was just a neat way to spend time with your grandparents. You know, my grandpa, obviously, I spent a lot of time with them. They raised turkeys when I grew up, so they were always home and on the farm, you know, and Mom and Dad worked out, so I didn't have to go to daycare. I stayed on the farm with Paul and Granny, and we got the work done of a morning. We'd go fishing that afternoon, you know, so we went fishing a lot, and Granny was she's awful special to me, and I've seen her outfish me from about every time we'd go. She'd outfish me. She's a good fisherwoman.
I guess so. Those fond memories, and they teach us something that we just hang on to for life. We've got it. Now you've got a little bitty one, and you're passing that on again. Southern Missouri, born and raised, still live there. Beautiful part of the world, northern Arkansas, southern Missouri. I've spent a lot of time there in my life simply because it is so beautiful, and, man, it offers such great hunting and fishing opportunities. If you live in that part of the world, you cannot progress past second grade if you haven't killed a turkey yet.
That's a fact. You know, I mean, it's an outdoor area, and it's a way of life. You know, I mean, I get to do a lot of stuff now that I never would have dreamed of, you know, as a kid growing up in southern Missouri. Last week I was in New York City on Fox News, you know, and sit out there and watch those big skyscrapers and stuff, and it's a different way of life. But those folks out there, they don't realize what it was like for people like me growing up. We raised what we ate, we killed what we ate, we caught what we ate. Yep. I mean, that's just how we did it. You know, we didn't know any different.
Right.
If you needed something to eat, you didn't go to the grocery store. You went out to the garden and picked it, or to your freezer picture that you'd put up. You know, you butchered a hog, or you caught crappie in the spring and you froze them and had them, you know, in the wintertime.
I want to talk about your turkeys in Missouri just a little bit, because thanks to you folks in Missouri, a species that was once nearly gone in the United States, man, you can hunt them in Hawaii now. You can hunt them wherever you want to just about in the U.S., and a lot of those turkeys came from Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri, the NWTF itself is such a great success story when it comes to conservation and how valuable they have been to the reintroduction to turkeys into areas that they weren't in, as you said. You know, I mean, one of them that sticks out in my mind that's such a great success story is eastern Colorado. You know, the turkey was just gone there. And then through the work of NWTF, through trapping turkeys and transplanting turkeys, and like you say, a lot of those come from Missouri. But when you look at hunting, you know, and you think about people talking about the good old days of hunting, and when you're talking about the wild turkey, we're in the good old days right now. We absolutely are.
You bet we are. Absolutely we are. And let's talk crappie a little more. We talked about crappie fishing. You and I have that in common. And crappie eating, and we love that. And fishing with our family, and we love that. Turkey hunting, we love that. And I'm going to come back around to fall turkeys and get a few tips from you in a minute. But when something else we have in common, Alan, is that RV Works Cajun fryer. I've got a couple at the house. I know you've got one.
I do, yeah. I've had one coming up on 10 years now, I believe.
Wow, you got him way before me, dude.
Yeah, they're a great company. And actually, they give me one for a wedding present whenever I got married.
Nice.
You know, so we, you know, back home in the South, you know, in small communities across the country, people get together and they cook. That's what they do. That's how they spend time together. You know, you don't run to a play or a musical or what. You get together and you cook. You know, so we had a lot of get-togethers, a lot of fish fries, and you know, I told a buddy of mine yesterday that when it comes to frying crappie, said you don't get good at that without the other side of it. You got to be able to catch them too to get good at the frying part. But these Cajun fryers are absolutely unbelievable. The one I have now that I've been using for 10 years is a 6-gallon machine, and I can feed 150 people in no time with it. I mean, it cooks, it holds its temperature. I mean, they're awesome. There's no better. And the oil, I mean, the oil lasts for 6 months.
Right.
You know, you have to change it once, twice a year is about it.
A conversation with outdoorsman Alan Treadwell from Hot Springs, Arkansas, just sitting on the porch at the Crappie Expo. We'll talk fall turkeys with Alan when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson, reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors, with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells, and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You gotta stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400. When you serve up that white-tailed deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, and it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, WildGameProcessing.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, ABA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7' to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, let's get back to the front porch of the Crappie Expo, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and continue our visit with outdoorsman Alan Treadwell.
Let's talk fall turkeys a little bit, because a lot of guys hunt them in the spring, and then they don't hunt them in the fall because it can be a little bit intimidating. It's not like we do it in the spring. It's different. But, boy, it's a great time to hunt turkeys.
You know, any time you can be out hunting turkeys is a good time to do it. You know, and we are coming up in Missouri where I live. The fall turkey season just opened up a couple of weeks ago. A lot of places that fall turkey season opens up October 1st, which is just a few days ago. It's one of my more favorite times to get out there because you don't have to really fight the crowds that you do in the spring. You know, there's not a lot of people do it. And granted, you're not going to get that old turkey blowed up and strut coming in gobbling on a string.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the practices that you use to get them in, I believe, teach you to be a better woodsman than whenever you're sitting out there in the spring and they're talking to you and coming to you.
Yeah, it's you have to do things a little bit differently. Let's talk about some calls that you prefer in the fall. A kiki run, I'm
absolutely
guessing?
Yeah, that's the go-to, right? That kiki run, which is basically a young turkey learning to yelp. So that mama's still looking out for that poult, right? So it's trying to yelp, and when it does that kiki run, you know, it's letting mama know there's a little something going on, you know, so it'll really bring in the turkeys. And, you know, a lot of people in the springtime, the last thing that you want to do is be seen to the turkeys or let them see you.
Yeah.
But a lot of times in the fall when these turkeys are in big flocks, if you can get them busted up and then get back in the middle of them, they're all going to come back together again.
Yeah, absolutely they are. So some guys do that with a dog. They train a dog, go in there and bust those birds up, and that's fun too. I'm an old bird dog guy. So.
Yeah, when you are traveling, hunt a different state, I mean, it's important to pick up that game regulation and read it, because like you say, some states that dog's legal, some states it's not. You know, so you just got to be... you got to be real careful about where you're hunting. And crappie fishing's the same way. You know, where I fish, all the lakes that I fish, they got to be 10 inches long. But you go just north a little bit, and you can keep a 9-incher. You go south a little bit, they got to be 12 inches. You know, so I mean, there's different laws in different states. But you know, that just goes back to proving again how much of a foresight that hunters and fishermen have in that conservation, and those rules are in place for a reason.
You've taken your youth and that group of passions and grown it into a career, and that career heavily involves Bass Pro Shop. You guys have a great relationship.
You know, somebody asked me the other day how long I've been with Bass Pro, and they started sponsoring me as a shotgun shooter when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And last week I turned 38, so I've been with Bass Pro Shops for 22 years, and I mean, it's just something that I never realized it would last this long or could turn into a career, you know, and to be able to do something that you love on a daily basis, you know, to whether it is hunting or fishing or talking about the sports that we all love. You know, Bass Pro and myself, I grew up in southern Missouri, right there where the home of Bass Pro was, and when I started, there was two stores. There was the Bass Pro Shops in Springfield, Missouri, and there was the one in Atlanta, Georgia. And with the acquisition of Cabela's last year or the year before, I believe it's up over 170 stores now. So, I mean, it's just grown into a monster, and it's been cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be seeing you more and more on television. Tell folks where we can see you, what you're going to be doing.
So, yeah, still doing some hunting shows. And one thing that I've been doing a lot of that's really, really fun to me, and it's completely out of my comfort zone, but I think I've done it 5 times this year, and I'll have one or two more before the year's up, maybe last-minute Christmas gifts and possibly doing Thanksgiving, but that's going to Midtown Manhattan to the Fox Studios and talking about outdoors and the new product we have and the passion for the outdoors that I have. You know, to be able to do that on a mainstream media platform is just something that I never seen coming growing up.
Yeah, isn't that fun? Go on the Fox set, you know, and hang out, and you've got control of the world there for a few minutes.
Oh, man, it's actually kind of nerve-wracking to me. Growing up doing a lot of outdoor television, a lot of times it would take us 5 days, 7 days to film a 30-minute episode that you watch on television, which is really 22 minutes of content. And then you roll in there to the Fox Studios, and you're doing 10 minutes worth of content in 10 minutes. It's live. There's no retakes. If it doesn't come out your mouth right the first time, there's no trying it again, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a whole different ball game for me.
Absolutely. You betcha. Hey, you represented the United States very well in the United States or in the Olympics on our shotgunning team. Who first put a shotgun in your hand? Where did that knowledge come from?
So, you know, my shotgun starts earlier than I think most people would probably even think about putting a gun in a kid's hand, truthfully. But, you know, every kid's different, and I grew up around them. I grew up with a dad that taught me how to respect them. I grew up with a grandpa that taught me how to respect them, going hunting with them when I could barely walk. And I started shooting a shotgun when I was 5 years old. We were dove hunting, and I wanted to shoot. I wanted to shoot. And, of course, you know, we didn't have a bunch of guns back then. Dad had one Browning Satori over and under and 12-gauge, and that was it. You know, there wasn't a 20-gauge or a 410 for me. And I kept begging him to let me shoot. And finally he said he would. And of course, I don't know if you hunted as long as I have, you remember those little green boxes that used to hold 100 shotgun shells, you know, that you carry to the field with you.
Sure.
I was sitting on one of them when I pulled the trigger. He caught me just before I hit the ground, knocked me over. But it didn't spook me off. You know, I wanted to shoot, so I picked it up again, and the next shot I killed the dove.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty cool. And then a few years later, my dad would shoot sporting clays on Sunday afternoon with a bunch of his buddies. And I'd beg him to let me shoot. And he didn't want his son to be in the way of all of his friends and stuff. And finally one day, he said, all right, you know, just to shut me up, he gave me the gun to let me shoot. And there was 10 or 15 of them shooting, and I beat them all.
Wow.
First time I'd ever picked up a shotgun in my life, you know. So
it's a natural talent here.
Yeah. So at that point in time, you know, Dad obviously knew I had a little bit of a talent to it, and I've said it a thousand times. My ability with a shotgun is purely natural, God-given talent. It was nothing that I learned. It literally come natural to me.
Yeah. The Lord gives us all talents, and if we'll realize that, expose it, and hone it, it'll work out pretty good for us always.
Yeah. It's been incredible. Everything that I have in my life, and and that I am and that I've done, I can relate back to a shotgun. You know, and nowadays in times, especially with a lot of folks attacking that Second Amendment rights that we have, you know, it's hard for me to sit back and watch, and I try to be an advocate for those Second Amendment rights because, like I said, everything that I have and everything that I am, I can trace back to a shotgun. You know, I met my wife, I was doing a trick shooting demo when I met my wife. You know, I mean, just everything that I am comes back to those guns. So there's good parts and bad parts, but a lot of that is just lack of respect and people not knowing, you know. So it's, what's pretty cool is to take a brand new person that's got that little bit of fear of guns because of what they hear on the media and take them out and teach them about it and have them shoot and watch that smile on their face when they realize how much fun and how big of a part of their life it can be, you know. And I've done that, and there's people that still shoot, you know. I've taken kids, the one great story that I like to tell. There was an event out in Wyoming, a kids event, and basically what it was for was single mothers raising kids that they wanted them to get in the outdoors. So they would bring them to this event, and I took a kid out, and I had him shoot the shotgun for the first time ever right there in front of me several years ago, and since then he's made the Junior Olympic team.
Wow, how cool is that? That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to know that kid would have never picked a shotgun up if it wasn't for that event, and if it wasn't for me, you know, and then for him to fall in love with it and follow that passion and use that God-given talent that he was given to pave his own way.
Absolutely. Alan Treadwell, what a pleasure to sit down and get to know you. You know, I've been a fan for years, and to sit down and visit with you a little bit and get to know the guy, it's above and beyond what I had reckoned. So thank you for the time. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, I have had a ball, and I think I'm going to have to get up and go get on one of these Cajun fryers and do a little work here in just a minute. I'm gonna cook some crappie and feed a bunch of these guys at this crappie fest.
Well, you know how it is when you cook the crappie. You have to taste test as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be putting out to the public what you don't agree with yourself.
Exactly. Hey, Alan, have a great day. Let's go turkey hunt.
Sounds good. See
you. Crappie fishing.
Let's do it all. I'm ready.
What a nice guy, Alan Treadwell. I really enjoyed my time with Alan, just like I've enjoyed my time with you, but it's gone now. So I'll meet you right back here next time around. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. And until we meet right back here again, may God bless you and your bunch. Oh!